Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greeny baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Yeah, I'm a part-time stagehand. I'll move some shit around. Yeah, I'll come out here. Oh, no, I won't walk too far, though. Testing. Okay, that's good. Give everybody a little bit more room up here. I really should come by early and do this. Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you once again from the Secret Group in Houston, Texas! Oh, it's a pleasure to be back. So great to see everybody. Let's look at my prepared material. It's Saturday, June 9th, 2018, and I've got a 2-word question. Name tags? Oh, yeah, they're always big in Texas, especially Houston. Lots of good ones. The girl next, Dorothy. Very nice. Very good pun. Being John Malkovich. Not as good as the girl next, Dorothy, but I still like it. Jurassica Park. Did you have to decide between that and Jurassica World? Because it would work either way. Fear and Joeling in Las Vegas. Your name is Joel?
Joe.
Fear and Joeing.
Yep.
Apologies to you and your family. All right, we got lots of good ones, lots of great ones to choose from. Another Jurassic Park. What's your say, sir?
Jurassic Park.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot you could do with that. If you're somebody's dad, you could be Jurassic Pa. If you're Michael Landon on Little House in the Prairie, Jurassic Pa. I've got some plugs, if you guys don't mind hearing them. And thank you for bringing all those name tags. Wednesday night, Doug Loves Movies is back at the Gramercy Theater in New York City with five amazing guests, schedules permitting. And then Saturday, June 16th, Doug Loves Movies is back at Helium in St. Louis with two of your favorite guests and an amazing newbie, hashtag gas. And this is super cool. I'm going to be doing a Doug Loves Movies Benson movie interruption combo to help save the Rio Theater in Vancouver, BC, Canada. Lots more shows coming up this summer. So go to DougLovesMovies.com. You guys weren't wrong to come in slow on that. Because I usually say for more info or for deets or whatever, and I got to it way too soon. So you guys, you still managed to make it work. And I really appreciate everybody coming out to a warehouse near the freeway on a hot day. And I love this kind of microphone stand. In the past, you've heard me complain about this kind of microphone stand, but I've turned around, and it's my favorite. I love this kind of microphone stand so much, I'm going to learn to play guitar. Just to justify using this kind of mic stand. I brought a ton of stuff for the prize bag. Let me just give you a quick taste of the kinds of things that I brought. This is something someone just handed me. It's our buddy Will Leonard on, what's your name on Twitter? Will the D?
Will the TD.
Always comes to shows, always brings a sheet. Do you have your sheet?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hold it up for everybody. There you go. Look at that. Guy walks around with a sheet. How many times do you think I've signed that, Will?
10 times.
10 times. And I'm going to have to sign it again, I suppose. I don't think you've ever left without me signing it. Okay. There must have been one time. Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, Will is way too generous because he's involved in some way. I think he's like their bookkeeper or something of the Alley Theater. What's your connection to it?
I work in the scene shop.
You work in the what shop?
Scene shop.
Build
scenery.
Scenery?
Yes.
Scenery builder.
Yes.
See, I tried to belittle you with he works in accounting, but scenery builder sucks too. No, it's great that you work in the theater in any capacity, and there should be more of it. And the Alley Theater, they put on a lot of amazing productions, including what Will handed over to me, two complimentary tickets to the winner of the prize bag today to see a play. It's a play?
Yes.
A play called Holmes and Watson. No idea what it's about. It's a mystery to me. I wish I was a detective and had a partner, a friend that helped me, and the two of us could figure out what the fuck Holmes and Watson is. But thank you, Will, for bringing that, and I'll promote the show too. It runs from June 22nd to July 27th. Did I get those dates right? That's fucking insane if I did. I was just trying to be silly and just say two dates. Sounds about right, though, right? Yeah. Yeah, you're making the fucking scenery. You're not scheduling the shows. You're like, you need a tree by Thursday? You got it. So thanks, Will. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to make fun of you, but I gotta try to get some jokes in here. Do you like things that are really fucking spicy, Will?
Yeah.
You do? Come up here for a second. I've got here ghost pepper beef jerky from my friends at Savage Jerky, and that's gonna be too fucking hot for me. But let's watch Will dig in there, and whoever wins the prize bag is gonna get the rest of it. Oh wow, it's a big piece, Will. Turn towards them. Let's see your face. How about, is it pretty hot? Yeah, so it's kind of like a mild ghost pepper. It's like a teenager child ghost. Oh, there, it's kicking in. It's kicking in. Oh, shit. Ghost Pepper, he's coming to get you. Ghost Pepper, if he catches you, you're through. So that's going in the bag. Thank you, Savage Jerky. And I'll talk more about, it's Savage Jerky. Do you think that was grown in a savage garden? I'm going to bring the guests to the stage, and then we'll talk more about the rest of the prizes in the bag. And this is great that these three people are in town. No Houstonians today, as much as I love them. These are all people that are in town and willing to participate, and I'm very excited about it. Please give it up for Harmar Superstar, Emma Arnold, and Amy Miller.
Good. I'm doing good so far. Hi! Hi, Houston.
Hello.
Good to see you guys. We're all killing it. So tables.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not your fault, Doug. That's something I should do is provide places for you to put your drinks.
Thank you.
Maybe there's like a stool in the wings. Oh, there are no wings.
oh, no. Flightless.
Oh, thank you, dude. All right, so let's meet them individually, starting with the lady on the other end there. It's Emma Arnold!
Yay! Hello! Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being here and performing on this very stage later this evening.
I am. I'm headlining here tonight at 8. If I do well here, then...
Yeah, if you're inclined to come back. I believe Will already has tickets. Do you have tickets, Will?
Yes.
Yeah, Will's already planning to come. And he's gonna ask you, Emma, to sign a sheet. So don't don't panic. He's not he's not Jewish trying to get you to make love through it.
Fantastic.
He just wants a signature so that he can be buried in it.
I'll sign anything. That's fine.
That's your motto? You'll sign anything?
I'll sign anything.
As a lady comic, do you have to sign
foreskins?
Men's
I don't know.
Genitals?
That's the first thing that popped into my head.
Doesn't happen as much as you want.
Whip it out. Let's sign it. Stretch it out. Let's get a signature on. Let's let the people know. Tweet it. Hashtag foreskin signed. Okay.
Stretch it out, boys.
Pull it taut.
Well, thank you for being here, Emma, and we'll talk to you more a little later in the
fantastic
show.
Fantastic.
Did anybody bring any Donettis?
No.
Here, toss up them Donettis.
That's amazing.
Toss those up here.
Yay.
She loves Donettis.
I do love Donettis. Thank you. Oh, these are just donuts.
Just
these are donuts.
Donuts, dude.
These are just donuts. Wow. Okay.
What a liar.
Because one time Emma was on the show and we had, hostess donuts, the little ones.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And she said, I've always thought those were called Donettis.
Yeah. I stand by it. It hasn't been cleared up. It's not like hostess has gotten back to me and been like, please stop mispronouncing our product.
Well, you don't have to read out loud to do comedy.
Donettis. See, it feels right.
All right. It's also a treat today to have Amy Miller on the panel, everybody.
Oh. My first time in Houston. And I'm leaving in 3 hours.
You've never set foot here before?
Never set foot here. It's so strange. I don't know why.
And you were here last night hanging out?
Yeah.
Did you get into something fun?
Oh, yeah. I went to Applebee's by my hotel.
I thought they only had local-style restaurants here.
It was good.
I didn't know they had big chains.
I had a hamburger, some whiskey.
All right. Well, there's another thing you've done since you got here that I'll ask you about in a little bit because that's a question I asked.
Prostitution.
Yes. I go down the line and say, when was the last time you were with a paid escort of either sex? And you all have to answer. But that's coming up a little later in the show. That's in the after dark part of the show. That mostly just happens in my head.
Talking Doug.
But also joining us, yeah, Talking Doug. Oh, my God. Another great idea. Do you want to host it? Do you want to host Talking Doug?
Of course.
It's a show where you and a guest listen to an episode of Doug Loves Movies, and then your show is just talking about that episode.
I mean, talking shit about you is one of my favorite things.
Wait, what?
Not really.
I take back this idea. I'll host Talking Doug. Why doesn't Sheriff Rick host Talking Dead? It would be so much better. He just sitting in the host chair going, "Where's Carl?"
I've never seen that show, but
no. But in real life, he'd be like, "Where's Carl?" Because he's all fucking British and shit. But thank you for being here and
for giving me
a great idea for a show. And also joining us, and I'm super excited about this because we're going to go watch him perform later this evening, those of us that aren't leaving town immediately.
I'm so sad.
It's Harmar Superstar, everybody.
Hey, how's it going? What's happening, everybody?
I'll call him Sean from time to time because saying Harmar Superstar repeatedly just gets tedious.
Yeah, it's long. It's too long.
Yeah, and Harmar, you know, because it's your name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little too familiar.
Yeah, it's so much more fun to speak.
I will say,
hey, Sean.
Since Doug shamed me, that I have seen you upwards of 8 or 9 times in
my
life.
No way. Where have you seen me?
Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, so many places. I'm not following you.
She only stalks exclusively in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
I like there to be fog when I watch you. Too hot for a sunny day, you know? Sexy show.
So what's this? So where are you performing tonight?
We are playing a festival called Madness on Main at the White Oak Music Hall. Yeah.
That's over on Main Street here in Houston.
Yes.
And it's a festival with a lot of acts, but you don't go on tonight until 10-ish. So if anybody wants to stay and see Emma Arnold do stand-up and then run over and see Harmar Superstar, it's all doable.
Yeah. Full dance card.
Or get on a plane with me.
That's another option.
Or hit
if you can afford it, just fly out with Amy.
Just leave. Just
where are you headed to?
It was a cheap flight.
Where are you flying to?
LA.
Whoever's going to LA tonight, get on that flight with Amy, and that'll
do
be
not
great.
Sit next to me.
And here's another cool thing about what Sean is doing is that he's on a tour that's where he's performing. I'm talking about you like you're not even sitting right there, but it's a tribute to Sam Cooke.
Yeah, and we're so doing tonight. Actually, we're doing like just a regular old.
Oh God, damn it!
Superstar. Well, I'll sing you some Sam Cooke songs.
Okay, cool.
Tonight, but. But yeah,
but the rest of the tour is a tribute to Sam Cooke.
Yes, yeah, we're doing like an hour of his songs and about like 40 minutes of my own.
Okay,
yeah, so it's the longest sets I've ever played in a suit, sweatiest shows possible, and it's a lot of fun.
When you get to your songs, can't you just take all your shirt off like you would normally do?
Exactly. I mean, I kind of just I don't really go for it like that on this tour. I don't know. I feel like it'd be like kind of a kick to the gravestone or something. You know what I mean? Like, I want to pay respect to Sam Cooke as much as I can. But
I love that.
Yeah, you know, it's a classy grown-up show. But I'm still in.
Mine is not. I just want to be clear about that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So we can yin and yang. But tonight, I'm going to be a full-on idiot. So like, don't worry about
it. Okay. Tonight's a normal idiot show.
Yeah.
And okay. I will be shirtless on the plane. It's not illegal yet, right?
Wait, what? Nudity's all right on a plane?
Well, it's not a weapon. Not technically.
I don't know. I could see some terrorists using nudity to distract.
Well, I mean, it's ruined some lives.
See, that's why I wanted to go back to why nobody should sit next to you on a plane. What happens?
I just don't really want to talk. Oh. Well, thank you, Doug.
Just let me know.
Mama's juice.
Want me? Guess Shelby the juice. Steel Magnolias?
Oh, I know. Dolly Parton's in it. You know I know. Drink your juice, Shelby. Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
All right, so Emma, besides those that box of donuts you just got handed,
yeah,
do you have anything for the prize bag?
I do. Here, pass those to Doug.
Okay, let me get those donuts.
Those are just plain donuts.
Oh, it's
dude.
Also your name tag.
There's a name
plain,
tag.
No sprinkles, no chocolate. That's fine. But I mean, if you're going to pass something up to me. Okay, for the prize bag. So I'm on tour right now. And so I brought a bunch of my merch stuff. So I have buttons that are my merch buttons. One says, fucky. I'm super duper at merch. I got some, I got one of my albums. And I've got, my tour is sponsored by Lady Bits Toiletries, which is a vaginal pH cream. Yes. They paid for our...
Yes!
Yes. Thank you. That is what that deserves. Thank you, Doug. They paid for my tour,
Somebody
man.
Somebody enjoy a cream-filled donut.
Thank you. The pH cream
no,
fill.
It fixes pH the cream filling.
Yep. It's going to balance your pH out.
Just makes it a regular glaze. Which is all this guy could ever find anyway.
Regular glaze. Nothing fancy.
Hey, and if one of these donuts comes your way during the show, they're extremely sticky, and good luck with that.
Yeah. Yep. They do not come with a wet nap, so. And I got a tour poster, and I put a sample of the lady pH cream in here. So, if a lady wins it, you are going to be ready for a big night. A big night. That's my prize bag. It's also in a Happy Father's Day bag, so.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Happy Father's Day, Doug. I never had one, so. That's nice, because if a guy wins the bag who likes girls, you know, someone comes over, you can be like, oh, why don't you use a little bit of this?
Here, just squirt a little of that.
Get right back to it.
You need some balance.
This is very imbalanced.
I like
will also be able to satisfy her appetite with a stroop waffle that they gave me on the plane.
I love stroop waffles.
Stroop waffle.
He can play her some rap music. Lovely. My album that looks like a rap album but isn't. Smug Life. I've also got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. And Sean Harmar Superstar Tour poster. That says the music of Sam Cooke on it, and it's got all the dates on there. Where do you go to next?
We play Austin next tonight.
Oh, road trip to Austin tomorrow night, you guys.
Yeah, and Monday, too, actually.
Oh, okay.
We added another.
Yeah, we're in Austin next, too. Oh, my gosh.
Oh my
Should
God,
we just go on tour and we'll call ourselves the Normal Idiots or whatever? Yeah. That sounds like...
The Reverent Idiots. the Donettis. I mean, I think maybe...
The Donettis. There you go. Perfect.
La Croix Donetti.
And I love these Harmar Superstar sunglasses so much that they're not going in the prize bag.
Oh.
I can get you another pair.
I'm joking around. He can hook me up. And and then I brought a one of these beauties, a Christmassy rubber bong from Peacemaker. And what do you got for us, Amy? I'll hold your drink.
Thank you so much, Doug. Okay, a lot of good stuff. This is an official Bojack Horseman tote bag.
Nice.
Okay, got a copy of Bad Boys 1 and 2 on DVD. Got an official t-shirt from the Laughing Skull Comedy Festival in Atlanta, where I did great and the industry didn't care. Got a pack of playing cards, Bob Ross playing cards. Hey, my album. Look how sexy this is, Sean.
Oh, yeah.
It's
That's
nice,
what I'm
right?
talking about. Yeah.
I got vinyl, and I also have them for sale after the show. They're 20 bucks. One more thing that I got at Rocket Fizz.
Oh,
Superdome Top Gun picture.
Oh, wow.
Top
Thumbs
Gun 2
up, everybody.
In production right now.
That's it.
What a sexy prize bag.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm also, you know, I have one of my beers here down there.
Sorry. I didn't mean to. I'm trying to build up to the absolute best.
Yeah.
The absolute best thing that's in the prize bag.
How dare you?
I fucked that up.
Yeah, so I've got the best thing, but this is probably one of the second best things because it's a beer that says Harmar Superstar on it. And what size do they call this?
It's a tall boy.
A tall boy.
Mm. It's the Bye Bye 16 ounce personal tall boy best summer ever beer.
From Modest Brewing.
Yeah, Modest. Yeah, Modest Brewery in Minneapolis. Yeah. No, it's spelled. Come on, it's M-O-D-I-S-T.
Modest.
He has the right to call it Modest if he needs to.
Yeah, it's spelled stupid.
I'm sticking up for you, man.
All that's going in the prize bag.
Wow.
And also, save the best for last, a copy of Austin Magazine. Had a great time there last weekend, so you should read about it. There's no articles about me and Austin.
There should be.
But I just mean you should read up on Austin.
Well, we're going to be covering it on Talking Doug next week.
I think it should just be all the guests talking shit about Doug.
Yes.
And what?
Yeah. People talk shit right in front of me. Why do we need a separate show?
No, you have to be sitting there, I thought, for the show. I pictured you sitting on the stage with no mic. And then the three guests on Talking Doug.
I think he's in a glass case, and he can hear us, but we can't hear him.
Yeah. He's in the glass case with the headphones on.
Yeah.
And waiting, and then he has to come out and guess what we've said about him.
Well, it's interesting. We have wildly different ideas about the direction of this show. But we can discuss it later. In the meantime, Emma, I need to know. Tell me, baby girl.
Whoa. Whoa.
What was the last movie you saw?
I saw Deadpool 2 times in a row. Deadpool 2 with my sons. They made me see it. And then we saw it immediately the next day, right away again. They loved it so much.
And they're what ages now?
They are 10, 13, and 15.
Yeah, and what do you need to be to get into an R-rated film?
Yeah. Look, man.
No, I'm with you. I'd take them to wherever the fuck they want to see, because it's 2 hours of them enjoying themselves quietly.
They love it, yeah. No, somebody was like, that has a pegging joke in there. Do you want your kids to hear that? I was like, absolutely.
Hear it.
Yes.
The joke is you see it happen. I mean, Deadpool 1, he gets pegged. He doesn't get pegged in 2.
I mean, I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
It's not a double pegger.
There's a reference to pegging in the second one.
Oh, okay.
A very loving reference to pegging in the second one.
There's a lot of references.
There was a lot of nods in the audience when I said that. And I like that. People were like, that was a very loving nod. People were into it. Yeah. Aw.
That's cool, though. I'm glad you liked it enough to see it with them twice. You weren't tempted to just drop them off the second time?
Well, I was going on tour, and so I wasn't going to see them for 2 weeks. So I was like, what do you guys want to do? Let's hang out. And they're like, see Deadpool again. And I was like, oh, okay. So that's what we did. We went 2 times right in a row. I liked it. It's funny. It's fun. It's violent. That's all I really want from a movie is just some fun and violence.
Yeah. Sean, what was the last movie you saw?
In the theater, the last one I saw was Solo. I know, I'm just going to get a mix.
We're not interested in who you went with. We want to know. The full title. What's the full title of the last movie you saw?
The naming.
Wow, you're already losing points. We haven't started the game.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Do I need to know the Star Wars?
It's called Solo, a Star Wars story.
Okay, nerds. Whatever.
I'm such a nerd.
Okay, people that read the words on the screen that happen at the beginning. What a bunch of assholes. And what'd you think of it? Did you like it?
You know, I had a lot of fun watching it. I think most movies are about a half hour too long lately, but I really had a good time watching. I thought the Chewbacca and Han Solo backstory was really fun, and
yeah,
and Donald Glover was amazing as Lando, I thought, and I don't know. I don't see where the hatred's coming from, because I thought it was just a really fun heist movie.
Well, I think it's not as much hatred as sort of disinterest, because if you're a certain age, you didn't care that much about the early, very first Star Wars movies, and then On top of that, it's just another Star Wars 6 months later after a kind of divisive one. You know?
I guess, I mean, that's the thing. My Star Wars kind of whole view is a little bit skewed because I'm 40, so when I was really, like, getting into Star Wars, like, for real, it was when Return of the Jedi came out. So I really liked the Ewoks.
From Jump, you were super Ewok-y.
That was Ewok-y. I liked the Ewoks. So,
yeah, couldn't quit loving the cute parts. For the rest of the time, you're like, fucking bring on the porgs.
Yeah, give me a porg. Give me a... I don't know. Okay. When I knew I'd truly arrived in my life and I didn't really need to, like, achieve anything anymore was... when Jar Jar Binks was on the cover of Rolling Stone and the headline was Jar Jar Superstar. And I got to be associated with the worst character of maybe any franchise of all time. And I loved that. I thought it was a great, totally perfectly crappy.
All right.
And he was on the cover of Rolling Stone at one point, by the way. So, RIP, I guess. I don't know.
Is he dead?
Yeah. Jar Jar?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he died. He died?
Yeah.
No, he shows up in the Star Tours ride. He's like, come over here. Misa, wanna show you something.
That's a hologram. You're living a fantasy, Doug.
Amy, what was the last movie you saw?
Well, Doug, woke up today, and I was like, I'm going to see some museums and parks and shit. And then I went outside, and I was like, I think Doug would want me to see a movie. So I went to Ocean's 8.
Yay!
Loved. Yeah. Loved it. So exciting. You know, I love Ocean's 11. I love girls. Because I am one. I love that they're finally, like, showcasing how much white ladies steal. That's good. Because we steal constantly. But I also just really hurt my heart how, like, in this movie, a few of the ladies have to, like, full-on apply for and get real jobs to pull off this heist. Like,
what?
Has anyone seen it yet? No, yeah, it's not, it's great. But
no!
It's,
that's the guy that still hasn't seen just, the new Ghostbusters.
It makes so much sense that an all-female reboot of a caper movie would be like them being overqualified for normal jobs, doing it really well, and getting the same result as a guy who just put on the shirt. They're like Cate Blanchett is like running a kitchen and a food truck. I'm not kidding you. They all have to get jobs. It's really good, though.
Well, I'm only at this taping as part of a heist, actually. This is all just part of the grand scheme.
Oh, wait. Can I talk?
Yes, talk.
Doug, a little bit about a trailer I saw. Is that allowed?
Can we finish up with Ocean's 8 first?
I was done. Oh,
okay, go ahead.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it, but I still had something to say.
Oh, yeah, tell me.
I love movies.
I think you'll really like it. It's great.
I think I will, too, but I just think it's funny that in heist movies, they work harder than people that have jobs. You know what I mean? So it's funny that you said that they also have to apply for jobs. They have to go through so much mundane shit to pull off this fancy heist.
There's literally a scene where one of them goes to an interview. Like, it's amazing. I think you'll really like it. I love caper movies in general. Like, Sneakers is one of my favorite movies of all time. Like, I love any caper because it seems easier than doing work. I want free money. But comedy's kind of like that.
That's what I was saying about recently about Ferris Bueller. Like, he works so hard to not go to school.
Yeah.
Like, it's easier to just go fucking sleep on your desk all day.
That's true. Just smoke weed and outside
that
the
shitty,
gym,
shitty, dumb
man.
Teachers that stand around going, blah, blah. Why does he have to be pretending to be sick? Why does he have to heat up his own head?
That's a really good impression.
Spirits walk in, he's got his head in boiling water. Ferris, what are you doing? I don't feel so good.
Yeah, you should have just put the thermometer up
my
by
head
the light.
Is on
like
fire.
Elliot in E.T. It's easy.
Okay, so you want to talk about a trailer.
Just really briefly, I saw the trailer for A Star Is Born remake.
Oh. Yeah, with Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, and Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle as the black friend.
Inspirational black friend.
Yeah, it's very helpful.
You should keep singing country music. And Bradley Cooper's like, all right. But I know this lady who like sings real good, but she's so ugly, no one will ever buy it. That's the whole movie.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a remake of like, you know.
The Streisand.
When Streisand did it, yeah. She was, you know, so considered good. Like, you know.
That, Chris Christopherson,
that sort of
sexiest man.
Not conventionally beautiful.
Really?
Judy Garland, of course. I don't know. Star Is Born's the weirdest story because it's the same thing every time. It's about how you shouldn't like fall in love with someone who's going to become huger than you.
Yeah.
Because then that's going to be bad. That's going to not work out for anybody.
Yes, I've met comedy couples. I saw Chappelle and I just started laughing so hard and nobody else in the theater was laughing.
I think that movie looks great, but just because, I didn't know Bradley Cooper could sing.
Yeah.
And then Gaga is in there singing.
Yeah.
And also with her hair just sort of straight, she's not going to be like wearing a meat dress in it. She's just going to be like just a great singer, you know?
Well then pass.
I'm excited.
Hard pass.
Hard pass.
No meat dress.
I was under the impression it was A Star Is Wars. A Star Wars story.
It's Star Superstar is what they're calling it.
That's what I'm going to ask for when I buy a ticket to A Star Is Born. Can I have a ticket to Star Superstar? Alright, well that was a great talking portion, but now we have to do the part where we still use words but we play some games. Let the games begin! Who wants me to hit their sign with a donut? You do? Okay. Alright, so everybody pick a name tag or a sign, whatever you want to call them, and bring it. Can we get the house lights up a little bit? Thank you for whatever this is. Oh, it's napkins. Wow, this is going fast. Oh, there are the lights. We'll be right back after these messages. Today's show is brought to you in part by Simply Safe. Here's why I'm a big fan of Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe is ready for anything that gets thrown at it. If a storm takes out your power, Simply Safe is ready. If an intruder cuts your phone line, Simply Safe is ready. Say they destroy your keypad or siren, Simply Safe will still get you the help you need. Here's what I love about this. Maybe it's overkill, maybe you don't need to be ready for every worst case scenario, but Simply Safe is always ready just in case. That's what makes it great. Now, Simply Safe could cost an arm and a leg, and it should, but it doesn't. And that's because they're good people. They charge you what's fair, what's right. $14.99 a month, no contracts, no hidden fees. I recommend Simply Safe to everyone I know. You've got to check it out. Go to simplysafe.com/DLM. That's simplysafe.com/DLM. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back. That was awesome, you guys. What a great job.
Wow.
You did.
What an intermission.
Emma, who are you playing for?
I am playing for Will Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And look, he made me Wednesday Addams, which is all I've ever wanted.
Why would Wednesday Addams be on the Willy Wonka the Chocolate Factory?
Shut up, Doug. Let me have this. I don't know. There's a whole cast of characters.
Oh, yeah. He added a bunch of people to it.
Oh, you know what? I'm an idiot. Okay. It's clearly Veruca Salt from Willy Wonka.
And oh, my God. Like, nope, Wednesday Addams.
I'm such a bonehead. Oh, boy. That's a little scary.
Well, you everyone laughed when you made fun of me, so that worked out.
I know.
That had a nice twist.
Okay,
to it.
I want a new poster, so... No, I'm just kidding.
All right, so you're playing for his name.
I'm
Will.
I'm Veruca Salt.
And his name is Will?
His name's Will, yeah.
Okay. Good job, Will.
Thanks, Will.
Big Addams Family fan?
Oh.
Sean, what do you got?
I'm playing for Little Steve of Horrors up here.
Whoa.
I love Little Shop of Horrors.
I like that.
My eye was immediately drawn to this amazing
right on
part. So yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just Steve.
Don't read what it says on the back though.
Okay.
I mean you can read it,
but don't
read it aloud.
I'm reading it, man.
That's what I have to say. If you lose today, that's what I have to say at the end of the show.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But you guys can put him down on the ground if you want. Amy, what do you got?
Okay, I'm playing for Ben, right? Okay, for a couple reasons. I never saw anyone do The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai before. The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai.
Oh, that's
but
cool.
But also, $25 Fandango gift card. That's why I picked it. Even though I have MoviePass, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. But here's what I didn't realize. He made it a real name check, guys. Never seen that before.
Yeah, you just hang it around your neck.
It's nice.
You should wear it on the plane, act like you're a special person.
It's not illegal. It's not illegal.
Yes. It's just jewelry.
Just no shirt and this. And they're like, is that just a movie poster with Doug Benson's face on it? Yeah. It's a weird thing. It's a long story.
But you gotta. He probably wants his sign back, but you can keep the Fandango gift card.
Gift card's for me, right?
Yeah.
Thanks, Ben. Wow, you know I always lose. I love you.
You've taken the bribery aspect to the next level because people usually put joints or little bottles of Tito's, but not a $25 gift certificate.
I did try to drop a lot of hints that I was going to Houston on Twitter so that someone would put my name on a tag. But
I like
never
it.
Never works.
I like that game. Oh, it doesn't?
Did it work? Nope. You put me on? No. Why are you holding it up, Ben? Nobody put me on. But she
they
just
didn't,
held
They didn't
text.
Figure it out. It was a well-kept secret. You know, because they went nuts when I introduced you. So, like, you know, they're excited that you're here.
Oh, that's very nice. You guys are always the best.
Super nice.
Best fans in the world.
She loves... I thought you meant Houston, which you've never been to before.
Yeah.
Houston's always nice.
It's so nice, and I'm leaving immediately.
Yeah.
So it's great.
No, your fans are always nice.
Yeah, they are. They are. It's true.
They
love
Houston.
They are.
Their Ocean's 8 was just fantastic.
How's Anne Hathaway in that?
Oh, she's great.
Yeah?
She plays herself, pretty much.
Yeah,
total
real.
Bitch actress.
Wow, you really need, you even know how to turn a compliment around.
She's
my
great.
Mom taught me.
Okay, so I got to bring out a special guest to help us out with our first game. Is Dale Cheeseman here?
Yay!
Dale Cheeseman, everybody. Houston comedy phenom.
I have nowhere else to be. What up, Houston?
He's crushing.
Yeah. We had to have you come by. When I say we, I just mean me. I decide everything. I had to have you show up today because you are a Houston comedy phenom. And
thank you all for coming to the Cheeseman Room at the Secret Group.
Yes.
Start
that's what they're
going to
call it when you die, so hurry up.
Be here next week. Limited space for the funeral.
But thanks for being here to do like what normally is done by Mark Wahlberg, but we've had it done by other friends of the show, and we're going to do it today. It's called Doing Lines with Dale. Now, here's how it works, everybody on the stage. Dale's going to say a line from a motion picture. I haven't coached him on what to pick or what to do. And then you guys all just guess as often as you can till he tells you you're correct. I like to play along in my head. I won't say out loud what I think it is. And no audience guesses, please. And are you ready, Dale?
Yeah, this is my first acting audition, so... pretty nervous, but I think I got it. This is pretty normal.
Yeah, they think you should say look good, feel good before you get into it, just like
look
Mark.
Look good and feel good.
That's not how he does it. Yeah. That's not how Mark Wahlberg does it.
It helps. It does help.
Okay, good.
It's how he would never...
Boogie Nights. No?
I mean, I know I feel good.
Boogie Nights.
All right, here we go.
This is it for real. This is happening.
I'm going to have to say this quick or... and have a massive coronary, and then you're never going to hear it, and you have to. This is by far the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life.
Of my submit.
So dumb that I can't. But I'm gonna. Michael, I love you. I've loved you for 9 years. I've just been too arrogant and scared to
my
realize.
My best friend's
Michael.
Wedding?
The one with Tom Cruise, where he is a football guy.
Miami got it.
Okay.
Can
my
I finish it?
My best friend wedding. You were acting the shit out of that.
I'm not done. It was so moving. Oh, my goodness.
I was hoping it was from the movie Michael, and you just gave it away in the first word.
I've just been too arrogant and scared to realize it. Now I'm just scared. And look, I know this comes at a really inopportune time, but... I'm going to have to ask a gigantic favor of you, but... choose me. Marry me. Let me make you happy.
I love you now.
I guess that sounds like three favors, doesn't it?
Wow. Beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. You know, young beautiful. Julia Roberts, always on the edge of a massive coronary.
Barely holding
it like,
together.
Tommy boy? No.
She had that actor's high, you know?
You're thinking of runners.
I'm not thinking of runners.
I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy in a tiny coat.
All right, trying so to give I fuck you off? Some housekeeping.
No, you don't fuck off. You leave in a graceful and dignified manner. Let's do some plugs. What do you got coming up?
Absolutely nothing. This was the
big... Say it again.
No, I gotta...
What's your Twitter name?
Dale Cheeseman. 4.
Oh, 4. It's fucking 4 Dale Cheeseman. 3 Dale Cheesemans ahead of him.
2 of them are dead.
And Dale Cheeseman, -1.
Yeah. We're doing Wits End at Sterling House on the 12th. I'm going camping this weekend.
And, yeah, which rocks do people look for you on?
Hot Takes at the Secret Group on the 29th. It's an awesome show with comics. Come check it out.
All right. Would you like a donut?
I would.
There you go. I should say these donuts were, it was a name tag, and he gave it up before the name tag selection, so he took himself out of the running.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool. It's Sleepaway Del Camp. Your name's Del?
Del Camp.
Your whole name is Del Camp?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Sleepaway Del Camp.
Just the most horrifically scary moment.
Yeah, well, it's that, it's a very scary image from the film, and whose face is on there?
That's mine.
That's you, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his face. That's his face on the. What do you call that character at the end? She's a lady with a man dick.
A trans woman.
Trans woman.
Yeah.
See,
I knew I wanted to say.
I wanted to say it the right way. Lady with a man dick is not the right way to say it.
Nope. Nope. You don't say.
I am a
ashamed.
It's okay. We're in Texas. You found the right. Don't try this in San Francisco.
What, in front of all those tech workers?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All those startup people are going to be offended by my lady with a dick jokes. Dale, it's always a pleasure to see you. Enjoy your what looks like a cranberry juice and a donut.
Got it. Read you loud and clear. Here we
go. Yeah. Dale Cheeseman, everybody. What a terrific appearance from Dale. We'll have him back on the show again.
I couldn't tell that he had started. He's so good. He was I might have a massive coronary. And I was like, deep breath, baby. Like, there's only like 100 people here. Calm down. But then it was part of the...
It was very good.
He just crushed so hard, I feel inadequate now. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like...
Mm-mm. Well, you know, we're not...
Yeah, it's just me.
We're not going to force you to act out.
Your parents.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. Don't you worry about it. Because this next game... is a brand new game.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Amy gets to go first.
Sorry, Ben.
In a game I thought of yesterday in a fever dream. And somebody will come out of the... Somebody will say on Twitter, I suggested that game years ago. Well, okay, well, I finally warmed up to it.
I finally had your idea.
Yeah. But they didn't have the great name for it that I have. So sit back and enjoy a game called Duomelly Font. Let me try it again.
Yeah, say it again?
Thank you for saying what, sir?
Great name.
Because clearly you were the only one that didn't get it.
It's a hit. It's a hit.
Duomelly Font. Yeah, and this is how this game works. Each of you has to guess whether or not a movie features Josh Duhamel from TV's Las Vegas or Timothy Oliphant from TV's Justify It.
Okay.
Here's why I always resisted it. I resisted it as a concept because people have suggested it. I resisted it because I thought, I know the difference between Josh Duhamel and Timothy Oliphant. But the longer I thought about it, I thought, but my guests might not know the difference. Because they're super sim, and I figured let's give it a try and see how it goes. Plus, also I thought of Duhamel Font.
Yeah, that name just works. When you know, after you know.
You know, the Duhamel Fonts are the scariest creatures in the Harry Potter series. All right, so this is how this game's going to work. Amy's going to go first, then we're going to go Sean, then we're going to go to Emma, and they each get one guess, and if none of the three of them get it right, well, the third one's always going to get it right, now that you mention it. So, now that I mention it. So, only the first two people get a guess, and then
No, I like
got
that
this.
Rule.
I got this.
I like
this.
That rule.
I got a lot of Tito's in me. And a lot of weed, but I got this. If the person I say it to doesn't get it right, we move on to the next one. So each one gets one, and we'll see how it goes. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Because once you miss, then the next guess, if they don't get it,
no, I took math.
That's super dumb.
No, we got it. We understand the number two. Number two, we got it. Got it. Got it.
I think you could figure that out without ever having taken math. Just that once one's taken, the other one will be there.
Got it.
All right. And this is what we'll do. We'll go until one of you gets two of them right. So Amy gets to go first. Which of those dudes, Josh Duhamel or Timothy Oliphant, is in a movie called When in Rome?
Josh.
Is Duhamel in it? That is correct. Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sean?
Yeah.
Yes. Which one, Duhamel or Oliphant, is in Ramona and Beezus?
Oh, I'm going to go Oliphant.
I love the collective, in the crowd. Oh.
I'm just willing Oliphant to the movie because he's so much more intense than Bruno.
I think most people here barely even know that Ramona and Beezus was ever a thing.
No, I didn't know it was a movie at all.
Based on a book, I guess.
Yeah.
Kid's book. So you went Oliphant on that one. And I'm sorry to say it's Josh Duhamel.
Yeah,
oh, no.
That sounds Josh about Duhamel. Right. I think Oliphant would be really intense in that film, which I think would be great. I was willing that into existence.
Now just ask me that same one.
Oliphant sort of is the intense Josh Duhamel.
Yeah.
Duhamel's usually I'm not going to say anymore because I don't want to help anybody out. Emma, which one is in New Year's Eve? Cast of thousands in that one.
I'm realizing maybe I've only ever thought they were Oliphant. Like, I did not know there was another.
Oh, that
another.
They're all Oliphant all the time?
So I'm going with all. Every one of them is Oliphant.
Yeah. Okay, so you're going Oliphant?
No, I'm going with Josh Duhamel. Whatever you said his name was. Jason Duvall.
All right.
That's my answer.
So you're going with Josh Duhamel?
Yes. No, I'm going with Oliphant. Okay, fine.
Which one do you want? Do you want to flip a coin?
Final answer, Oliphant.
Okay, you're going Oliphant.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Josh Duhamel is
God
the answer.
God damn it.
I thought it was an entire ensemble. Just Oliphant playing every character.
It's hard to tell where one starts and the other ends for me.
40 so. Oliphants.
Wow. Here we go.
You gotta get drunk to get on the plane. Bert Kreischer style.
And then I remember I parked at the airport.
Oh, you think it's going to be a 10-minute flight?
Oh, home.
You could sober up in 2.5 hours, right?
Yeah, I could.
Okay. I could, but I'm not gonna. We're back to you, Amy. And if you get this right, you're the winner of this game. Yeah. And if you get it wrong... No shame in your game. A motion picture called Movie 43. Did you ever see that movie?
Great title.
Yes, my favorite.
It has 43 actors in it. 7 of them are Halle Berry.
Okay.
Which way are you going on this one?
I'm going to go... Just because I feel like I know you, I'm going to go Josh. This is a test of our friendship.
What is it about me that you know that makes you say Josh?
I feel like you'd put him 4 times in a row just to fuck with us.
Oh. Oh. Mm, mm.
Yeah. Josh Duhamel is the correct answer.
We love each other.
That makes sense. This is why you're the host of Talking Ducks. Because you know him. You know him better than anybody.
So what is Movie 43 anyway?
I've never heard of it.
It was a kind of a sketch comedy movie with lots of vignettes.
With Josh Duhamel?
And Halle Berry. And like it's really got a huge cast of people in it.
Everyone known for comedy.
Well, you know, like Jason Sudeikis, I think, might be in it. And
Statham?
You know, let's save this for another
probably.
Game.
Probably.
Hoping for
a game for another day. Who's in movie 43?
Who's in movie?
Who gives a fuck?
Just forever. This is like a 3-hour show until you get it right.
It was very poorly received by critics and audiences. It did not do well. I think it might have even won some Razzies or certainly got nominated for some. But some people like it, right? See, there you go.
Oh.
Real fans.
You guys
you got
love
two
this.
Two movie 43 lovers. Now, did you see movie 42 to prepare?
Yeah, yeah. Is that why you liked it? United 93 to prepare.
Movie 43-2 is coming out.
Yeah, I mean, that's already a title that just says, you know what? We don't care if people notice this movie.
Yeah.
We quit.
We're going to give it the
this
most...
is a tax write-off.
That's not even
weird,
this.
Generic title.
I don't know. Blink-182 did okay.
Yeah, they did.
They got a residency in Vegas now.
They do?
Yeah.
Well, the original lineup?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think there was... I think one dude's out. Yeah.
But Matt Skiba's in, and I love Matt Skiba, so I want to see that version.
Oh, that's cool. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, we like it again.
We're in.
Okay.
We're in, guys.
Oh, okay.
We're in.
When I go to that show, I want to show them my ID, and then when they hand it back to me, I'm going to say, what's my age again?
I ain't going to say it ain't so. I will not go.
Wow.
Turn the lights off. Carry me home, you know? Nah.
Now earlier...
Nah.
Earlier, Amy asked for the lights to be turned up. You turned them up. But that time when she said turn them off, she did not mean it. She was just quoting a song. She's the one that's really in charge around here. You want to play our final game of the day?
Yeah.
Because there's weed to be smoking, right?
Woo!
Smoking? This is a little something. And Amy will get to go first once again, but then we'll switch the order around. We'll go to Emma and then Sean, and then I play along on this one. Because, of course, it's Last Man Stanton. Before we do that, these guys don't sponsor this show, but Savage Jerky makes handcrafted, tender brisket, premium beef jerky. You know it's good when there's many words to describe what it is. And this here bag is ghost pepper buffalo sauce jerky. Who on the panel would like to try a piece?
I'd love one.
All right, Amy's
one.
In.
Is this keto friendly?
Well, Will Leonard tried one earlier, and he had a delayed reaction, but
he ran off.
He did react to how
super
how
hot,
insanely hot it is.
Oh, okay.
You okay, Will? He's
I'll
fine.
I'll just take a little.
Yeah, don't go too crazy. They give you nice big pieces.
But touch your eyes. Touch.
Don't
your
touch
eyes.
Your eyes.
Touch your eyes.
That's great lifetime advice. Wait, you're all eating
That's
the same
literally
piece?
My kink. I love when ghost pepper gets rubbed on my jeans.
Yeah.
Nothing more.
It's spicy.
It is spicy?
Very spicy. So good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we ate all the same piece. We're friends.
I just took a whiff of it, and I didn't like that.
They're going to make Lady Gaga's dress out of that for Star is Born.
But they got lots of other flavors that I enjoy a great deal, so yeah.
Canceling the tour, guys.
Okay. Takes
tour's
a while to hit you.
Over.
Yeah. You really do have to like save your throat when you're on tour, don't you? Like,
I guess I don't know. I don't know. I should, but I'm.
Do you smoke
like,
anything?
Yeah, I smoke a lot of cigarettes and weed. So.
And then you sing so beautifully.
Okay, that's cool. Could you pass me down a donut because this is very spicy?
Yeah. Can we all share a donut? I might
Thank
need.
You so
I
much.
Just ran out of beer.
Woo.
They ain't no donutties though. That's true.
No. These are crap.
Real
These are crap.
Donuts.
Can I throw one?
What's with all the sharing? I don't like that. There's plenty of food to waste.
Can I throw one?
Yeah, please. Amy's gonna throw a donut.
Nice.
Oh, good catch, girl.
It's pretty exciting, isn't it? But your hands get too sticky. Oh, I got napkins too, you guys.
It's not as intense as I thought.
You're right in the front row, dude. Okay.
Floor donut.
Oh, it's so hot.
It sneaks up on you. I was
you
like, this
cut
is
it
nothing.
With
and then I was like, oh,
get
no.
more of a challenge. Few rows back. I already hit that one, didn't I?
Yep.
Yeah, get one further back.
Oh.
There. I don't want to hit that little Scully from Monsters, Inc. Or he's Mike, sorry. Fucked it up. I'm gonna hit that one. It's
Mike,
small, it's small but I'm gonna hit it.
Yeah. No, can we get everyone to put up their fingers?
Yeah, just like a ring toss. Do it like a ring toss. Put your finger up.
That's a great idea.
Do
everyone
it underhand.
Put up one finger.
All these years and we finally
finger.
Thought of ring toss. Put your fingers up.
Okay, here we
that
go.
Is so smart, Sean. Oh! Solid.
If you liked it, then you should have put up. A ring on it.
Hey.
Oh, Houston, Texas.
I can't
Perfect.
Even tell if we were successful, but it felt good.
Well, thank God I have this vodka to wash off my fingers.
I made that. I already put fingers in it.
I actually told Doug I was bringing a human finger for the gift bag, but I failed.
All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. Super. Wipe. No, this is great. Thank
Wiped
you.
His nice face.
We shared the donuts.
That's not what that was for.
We just passed them.
That's for you, buddy. Beer. There you go.
We just forgot.
That has
how...
star all over it. That's yours now.
We fully forgot how things just work. Once you share a ghost jerky.
Yeah, we're sisters
just
now.
Just one jerky. Yeah, ghost jerky.
All of us. Oh, wow, nope.
Yeah.
That's not what I said at all.
You're one step away from the human centipede if you share ghost jerky.
Yeah.
You're
the Hunan centipede is my favorite Chinese restaurant menu item.
I mean, I would if I didn't have to fly out.
I call middle.
I wish Dale had given like that dramatic a reading from like something from Human Centipede.
Yeah. But what are the real romantic parts?
The reading would be like.
Sean, there's somebody in the front. All the speaking lines go to the person in the front.
Oh God.
Everyone else, when you say, where do you want to go to eat? They go, oh.
They're in back. They're definitely
I don't
back.
Eat out.
Ew.
I never thought of that before.
Oh, my God. Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful.
I love the idea of the front guy of the Human Centipede making dinner plans.
Oh, excuse me. Oh,
I think I have some Wendy's chili. Oh.
Table no. for one? Yeah, I guess?
I don't know. Do you have bench seats at Nobu, or can we? I don't know.
I'm picturing my best friend's wedding with Julia Roberts. She's going to be played by the Human Centipede in this movie. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea.
Thank you.
Way to meld together two movies I don't want to see.
No.
One I really don't want to see.
What about like Air Bud with the Human Centipede? Super good at basketball.
Oh my God.
That would be a dog centipede. Which is an interesting idea for the franchise, different creatures, centipedes.
Or the Human Santipede.
Santipede.
Holiday classic.
From your mouth to the god of some shitty movie company's ears.
You'll shit my eyes out, kid.
Amen. All right, well, we ran out of time for the last game, but...
Oh, good, I win.
Yep, that's how it works. Now, Amy, you get to go first in Last Man Stanton. This is a game where I'm going to get a name of an actor or actress from somebody in the audience, and and then we take turns naming movies that person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out, but you can go to your name tag for your lifeline one time during the game. And we might get two names if you guys don't like the first name. And we'll know whether you like it or not by your reaction. Where is @as_scene_by_TV?
Hey.
Hey. Why such a complicated Twitter handle? Your initials are TV. So
nice.
You came up with all those underscores and all those other words. What's your first name? Todd.
Oh, I was hoping it was television.
It's television vision. That's his name.
So if his initials
are TV. That's a dope name, dude.
If his initials are TV, you think his name is television and then something that begins with a V?
Vision, for sure.
What's your last name? Can you say it?
Say it's Vision.
Are you trying to stay anonymous?
Voss.
Voss? Like Rich Voss, the comic?
Todd Voss.
Television Voss.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Or Televoss was taken? All right. Thanks, Todd Voss, for being here and having a Twitter name.
reaching out to me. Who do you think we should play today in Last Man Stanton?
Christopher Lloyd.
I think that one's going to get a pass from the panel.
Cool. Yeah, cool. Who is that?
Yeah, exactly.
I love Christopher Lloyd.
Me.
Well, don't say anything about him because Emma will find out more about him as the game progresses.
I will.
And then maybe you'll be able to figure out what to do from there because we're definitely going to get a second name. We're going to have two names in place. So we'll name movies from either of these two people.
Okay.
And if Emma doesn't know who the second person is, then...
Fuck me.
You could go to your lifeline and then hear what other people are saying. And, you know how this works. You might get some
I've
clues.
Lost at this game many times.
Yeah. So where is Cayers, Cayers, 314? Yeah. Is that your last name, Cayers? Or Cayers? Your first and last name, Cayers?
Yeah.
So your first name is...
Television.
That's better than my guess, I was going to say... Bless you. So, bless you is not your first name? What is it?
Chris.
Chris, okay. I didn't mean to pry. What's the 314? First three letters of your social numbers, I mean? First three numbers? What?
I like pi.
Oh, pi is 314? Point, blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I like pie.
Is that your great. First Twitter response to anybody who writes anything on Twitter?
You can't
like
really
pie.
Say anything to that.
All right. What do you think we should play?
Houston native Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. That's interesting. In a boring sort of way.
Of the Houston Quaids.
I think the Houston Quaids, of course.
Hey, the two guys that suggest the names, does either one of you want a donut?
Sure.
You'll take one? Right into his hands. This other one's going to be tougher. Where you at?
He gave it to his lady friend.
Where you at, Chris?
I love you, Todd.
All right, do you think you can catch it?
Yeah.
If I put it right in your hand?
Yes.
Okay. Shit.
You got it. You got this.
Yeah, now this is like typical losing in the lights. It's baseball cliche.
It's going to happen.
Wait, which one is it? Well, the guy next to him is waving his hands around.
Put that finger up.
Just the guy. Yeah. Right into his fucking hand.
Beautiful.
I love your dainty
There's no more donuts. Just got to tell them. You don't want people sitting there going, well, when's another donut going to come out? I can catch. All right.
Just pass that napkin down to me, please.
Oh, for real?
That's for me. That's
mine.
Wipe
your face first.
Thank you so much. There, yep, everybody, get your schmutz on it. I'm putting this on eBay. This is for...
All right, so we're doing Christopher Lloyd and Dennis Quaid, two great actors that taste great together.
Yeah.
And it should have been in a Centipede movie, but alas, they were not. And I'll start with you, Amy. We'll name a movie with either of those two gentlemen.
Back to the Future.
Okay, that's a
Why
good answer. Yeah, get that one off the table. I like it. Sean?
I mean, I gotta go to the obvious Back to the Future 2.
Okay.
Oh, that's Christopher Lloyd. Okay. That's who that is. Okay. All right.
Oh, that guy.
Okay, but he was only
Doesn't
in those two
Doesn't he have Parkinson's
movies.
Now? No, it'd be funny if she said that. Okay, so what's your answer?
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah.
Well, the only thing I can think of Dennis Quaid in is that Ellen clip. So can I... Remember he was on Ellen and he was at Starbucks? Can I submit that? And
wait a second. Hold on.
We just handed you a thing.
Did you? Oh, is there a third?
Hey, everybody.
Back to the Future.
Just be free quiet.
Is the movie. For sure. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Sean. Thank you.
It's actually part 3.
Oh, sorry. Part 3.
Yeah, good job.
Back to the Future part three.
Frankenstein's actually.
Yeah. No, we. We, you know, we go for exact titles around here, Sean. I'm going to go with... Oh, shit. Dennis Quaid was on Ellen once.
Yeah, he was. It was a... It's a... You guys, look it up. Funny stuff. Funny stuff.
No, a movie, a very... not underrated, but a movie I enjoy very great deal, directed by Joe Dante, that Dennis Quaid starred in, that I like, is called Inner Space.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, okay.
Good one, good one.
Yeah, very good. So don't forget about your lifelines, and let's
that was
dig
the
in.
The only Dennis Quaid movie I could think of.
Oh, no.
So blank.
Do you want to go to your Buckaroo Banzai?
Yeah, I mean, I already have $25, so it's like...
Yeah, you've already won more than anybody here today.
Ben,
what do you think?
Christopher Lloyd's in Piranha 3D.
Oh, Christopher Lloyd's in Piranha 3D. All right.
That's what I was going to say next.
That's
good.
What we're doing.
Good answer. Good job.
Thank you.
That's the movie where our friend Jerry O'Connell gets his dick bit off.
Yes.
Just a little bit of it.
just the tip?
He's got more left.
Oh, so now he's going to go off half-cocked? All right, Sean's got his thinking cap on.
Dennis Quaid was in the remake of DOA.
What?
Yeah, he was with, DOA. With
oh, Meg DOA. Ryan.
DOA.
Okay, yeah, I just
Dead
didn't hear exactly
arrival.
The words you were saying.
DOA.
Your mouth.
DOA.
Yeah,
I
DOA.
Mean, it's like the first
he
time
was
I
in
heard,
DOA.
It's the first time I heard Dumelefant.
Dumelefant.
I had no idea what the fuck was going on either, so I identify with you.
But DOA, yes, good answer.
DOA.
Yeah, okay. Emma?
Dennis Quaid was in... I'm a little worried I'm mixing this up, but is Yours, shit. Mine, and Ours? Is
what?
He in that? He's in Yours, Mine, and Ours. It's the movie where he has 13 kids or something. Yeah. And he's in the Navy, and he looks very handsome in his uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great work.
Thank you.
Dennis Quaid was also in a movie that... I had a hard time coming up with until I realized it was The Big Easy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's right. You got
so
this,
Christopher
champ.
Lloyd.
You
got this, champ. Any other movies.
He's the guy. I'll do a quick Christopher Lloyd impression for you. This is Christopher Lloyd. Finding out that they're going to make another Human Centipede movie. Christopher Lloyd finding out there's going to be another Human Centipede movie.
The Libyans?
What?
The Libyans?
What does that
That's
mean?
My impression of Christopher Lloyd in Back to the Future.
That was spot on. I didn't recognize it because you look like a lady, but you sounded like Christopher Lloyd.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I did that long setup for you to yell the Libyans.
I know.
Great Scott! All right, so
I'm
going to go with Big Easy. And then that leaves it to you.
Okay.
Chris Lloyd.
Mars Attacks.
Oh, always a great one to go to. Either of these great actors could have been in that huge ensemble.
They sure could have.
Yeah.
But of course, neither of them were. But thank you for playing.
Thank you for
and,
having me.
Is your...
So hard.
Are they holding your plane, or do you have some time to stick around for the rest
nine.
Of the show? 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
All right.
43.
Yep.
Wow.
It was like when I stepped on your joke.
He didn't step on anything. He just brought up something completely inconsequential. Not completely. We did mention it earlier.
Stepped on me.
Yeah. Oh, you had a joke?
No.
Oh. But, have a good flight. And
I mean,
what airline
leaving
is it?
Yet. Southwest?
Southwest.
Okay.
now people in the audience are just yelling out words that we have said.
Why'd you say ew?
Oh, I said ooh.
Ooh, I said ew. I said ooh, but like good.
All right, you're both wrong. Neither of those actors are in something called ooh.
Okay.
It's a school bus in the skies.
What do you got, Sean?
I'd say Piranha 3 Double D.
For reals?
Yeah.
He's in both of them?
I believe so.
Okay, we got a confirmation from an audience member who didn't ask for
it. Oh, that is a real movie?
Yeah.
I was like, cool boob joke, and no, that's
no,
okay.
No, I wasn't
okay.
trying to go there.
Was the rest of Jerry O'Connell in...
I'm sorry, I
was grasping for life there in
just
this game.
The tip of his dick was in the next movie.
There's a great scene where a piranha kind of 3D comes through and eats Jerry O'Connell's dick right in your face in the first Piranha.
Did you 3D. Miss earlier when Doug was talking about
oh,
that?
Oh, I know, but like we didn't go into detail. I just thought of it, and guess what? We all smoke weed, and I can't remember things.
Yeah,
that
I don't. Yeah.
Anymore. Oh, I know. Okay, fine. You don't.
I'm a Christian.
Yeah, you don't eat donuts.
Is that why it's a red room and not a green room today? Did you arrange that for us to smoke the devil's weed in there?
Yeah.
All right, Emma, are you still with us?
I'm with you, and I think that Christopher Lloyd was... This is not my guess yet. I'm pretty sure he was the bad guy in Roger Rabbit, but...
Ooh.
But I'm not 100% on that, so I'm making eye contact with you. Okay, I'm guessing Roger Rabbit.
If you did...
Rabbit. I am guessing Roger
cheaters.
Rabbit.
You're all cheaters.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
All cheaters.
I thought of it on my own. I all thought right. of it.
No, you didn't, because another person's running my show from the audience.
Oh, are you saying full title to me?
He's yelling full title because we need the full title.
You dick. Okay.
Yeah, it's not
okay.
called You
okay.
Dick Roger Rabbit. Roger Wait, Rabbit, you twat, is not the name of the movie.
Shit. Okay, okay.
He is pretty
okay.
unlikable, though.
Okay, okay. Roger. Roger Rabbit. Hollywood. Roger Rabbit
in the time Hollywood of the cable car.
Roger Rabbit
Hollywood Development Project.
Roger.
Oh, yeah. Do you still have a lifeline?
I do. Will. What is the name of that movie? Okay. Yeah, that's right. I see. Who Framed Roger Rabbit is my answer. That's cute because people in the back were like doing a frame. They're like, go like, they're doing this. And I was all, who put Roger Rabbit in a box?
Roger,
the movie.
Roger Rabbit squared.
Just an audience full of cheaters.
Houston is the best.
All right, Emma, you're still in it.
I am still in it.
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
So hot up here.
I'm going to mention I'm going to say a Dennis Quaid classic that we got to... I got to actually do an interruption of it with the director of the movie in the town where it was filmed, Bloomington, Indiana. And it's a movie called Breaking Away.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's some early Dennis Quaid right there. What do you think, Sean? Are you still with us?
Yeah, I am like... drawing a blank on Quaid. There's so many romantic comedies that he's in, but they all have like the same title but just different words.
Yeah.
They're all called He's a Little Older
like,
Than
oh,
Her.
Oh, I'm a little... Hey, I'm over it. Get down with that.
Let's
whatever.
Pretend this is 6 years and not 25. It's yeah. fine.
September Lady. Or whatever. I need a lifeline. Steve.
All right, he's going to his lifeline. What do you got, Steve?
Christopher Lloyd was Professor Plum in Clue.
Christopher
yes!
Lloyd.
Yes! Thank you.
Such a good movie.
Yes!
Thank you,
Christopher
Steve.
Lloyd, okay. Professor Plum in Clue.
Of course.
Or he was Professor Clum in Clue. Come in Clue. All right, Clue. Good answer.
Thanks,
he was in all three endings. All I was like,
that was groundbreaking. That was groundbreaking.
Right? Yeah. If you watched it in the theater, you didn't know which ending you were going to get.
No.
Yeah. And that sort of led to people going, well, I want the best ending.
No, I just wish they gave everyone the shitty ending.
I don't just want a random ending. Emma, speaking of endings.
Yeah.
What do you think?
He was in A Few Good Men.
Which one was?
Just turn around.
Yep. And I'm turning my back on you.
This show is the opposite of the voice.
Yeah.
You turn your chair around when you don't want to participate anymore.
I'm done. You know, there's another movie where he's in a uniform and he's Navy and he's doing Navy and it's called McNeil's Folly or his Navy, maybe. It's, I don't know. I'm done. I don't have anything.
All right. Thank you for playing.
Yeah,
good
I
job.
Tried. I tried. I tried, Will. I tried.
It's just a shame neither of them were in more movies with the word frame in the title, because
yeah.
People could have helped you. there was a movie where Dennis Quaid plays a baseball player who's older and goes back,
and he's called
The Rookie.
Oh, that's a good one.
Sean? It's just you and me, so no pressure.
No,
I can go for days on these two.
Yeah, and you can crush.
I just thought of another one.
Damn. She's just not into that all that time of the thing that went to the place.
Not in September.
Just say all of the titles.
But never with that one.
But shorter. Some of those words might have been a Dennis Quaid title.
Really?
No.
She's all that.
the movie about high school kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dating the lead. It's not a big deal. Don't think about it.
Dude, he could be a
teacher.
Don't
talk about it. It's fine.
It was a different time.
Okay, so I think that wraps it up there. I think we're good. I'll throw in another one. Christopher Lloyd was in a movie called The Dream Team.
Ooh.
Yeah, and what else we got in the audience?
Dennis the Menace.
Stop yelling at me!
It's on the face.
Do you know what Sean was trying to come up with?
When?
Do you know the Dennis Quaid movie?
Oh,
where
rom-com?
Is the one where he's doing the Navy?
Rom-coms with Quaid?
There's like 1,000 rom-coms, right?
No.
The Parent Trap?
That's a rom-com. It's about children romancing their parents.
And he was in...
you're thinking of Randy Quaid.
He's in What to Expect When You're Expecting? Okay.
Oh, What to Expect When You're Expecting.
Oh, God. See?
That's the one I was
talking about.
Something to Talk About was Julia Roberts.
One. Yeah.
Frequency.
It's like,
and Christopher Lloyd was in One Flew of the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's making them up. Better Left Unsaid.
Angels in the Outfield.
Great movie.
Stop, or my mom will see.
Suburban Commando.
You know, it's easy when you all just have one that you've thought of.
Hey, I got DOA. And that was weird.
Yeah,
that was
a good pull. Yeah. And also that means our winner today is Sean, a.k.a. Harmar Superstar. Woo!
Hey, those are two really hard ones. I don't know, something about Quaid where you know exactly who he is, but you can't remember.
I hear you.
Anyway,
you're kind of sounding like a sore winner right now.
Yeah, I'm a sore winner. I don't know. Sorry. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Who are you playing for again?
I'm playing for Little Steve of
Come get your prizes, dude.
Yes.
He's like, yeah, just come up on the stage. There's a poster and then four bags, however you can handle that. And I'm sure you want your own poster back. Do you want to give that
good
back
job,
as well?
Good job, Steve.
There you go, dude. Yeah. Congratulations. It's here for Steve, everybody.
Hey, Steve.
Steve.
Yeah. Steve is on off to start a garage sale. He's going to throw that stuff in his lawn and make some money. And pass yours down there, Emma, and give us your plugs. What would you like to plug besides you, tonight at 8 o'clock right
tonight,
here?
Tonight, 8 o'clock. Steve, there's some tickets for you in the bag. I forgot to say that. There's tickets for tonight's show in the bag. I'll be here tomorrow. I'll be in Austin. You can watch my new comedy special on my website. Yes, please. It's a lot of fun, and it's free. So do that. Watch that. That's my plugs.
Where are you playing in Austin?
I'm at the Mohawk. I'm kind of all over. Go to my website. I'm on tour for like a bunch of the summer. So just go to my website, emmaarnold.com. You can come and see me.
All right. And the person that Amy was playing for, Ben, didn't write a shithead on the back.
Does Jonas have a shithead?
Okay.
Shut up.
All right. And... Harmar Superstar on tour. How many more dates?
We are doing the whole West Coast now, and then we do another like kind of. Oh yeah, there's probably like 20 more dates going on this summer, and then we're gonna go overseas. And
what's the best way to get tickets and information?
You can go to harmarsuperstar.com, and all the stuff will be there.
You should go. It's so fun. So
yeah,
fun.
And come see him tonight at Madness on Main.
Thank you.
We'll see you all over there. All of us that aren't Amy, because Amy's flying out. But what do you got to plug? You came all this way.
Yeah,
you went to Applebee's. You saw Ocean's 8, which are two of the things like when you go to Houston, you have to do.
I've had a great day. It's been the best. Check out my podcast, Who's Your God?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Who's Your Godcast on Twitter. We talk to comedians about their religious beliefs. In second weekend of July, I'll be in Philly at the Philly Punchline with Ron Funches. He doesn't need promotion, but come for me. Buy my stuff. Leave before Ron gets on. I don't care. He's rich. And if you live in L.A. or the L.A. area, every month I have a show Two Doors Down at the Hollywood Improv. And come check that out. And I'll be selling my vinyl after the show, $20.
Yeah, get one of those from her, you guys. She's going to be out there with you while I'm hiding somewhere smoking weed. It's so funny. Will wrote this whole thing for the person to not accidentally read the shithead out loud. Dear sir or madam, I appreciate you taking the time to select my name tag for the game portion of Douglas Movies. I'm very excited in the chance that I may win the exciting contents of the prize bag. However, if I do not, I have selected a name for Mr. Doug. What are you doing my nails? I selected a name for Mr. Doug to call a shithead on my behalf, and I would appreciate it if the surprise were not spoiled. Good luck in the games, heart and his signature.
So sweet.
Boy,
so sweet,
I Will. Really let you down. I really let you down, and I'm sorry. Sorry, Will.
Okay. I just read it, so I know what it's going to be.
I'm going to go now.
Huh? No.
Oh, stay?
Just hang out till the very end.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll all leave together.
I've never done that before.
Or, well, you need to get out there to sell your stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, so go ahead and go now. Amy Miller, everybody. Harmar Superstar.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
And Emma Arnold. I usually write down something else I want to promote that's coming up. I'll just say Tampa. Thank you guys so much. I'm going to be in Tampa. I want to get the word out. Thanks so much for coming this afternoon. I hope it wasn't too hot in here for you. I didn't bring it up during the show because that's like performers shouldn't do that because then everyone in the audience starts thinking, yeah, it is hot in here. But I hope everybody's okay. I know I survived it. But I'm a little sweaty, so sweaty hugs are available after the show, and especially if you have weed. And thank you.
thank you not only to Houston, but also to the secret group. And as always, donuts are a shithead. That's what he said when I asked him. Right? What? There is a shithead on the back? Wait, you're not Ben. Why are you yelling out a shithead that was on your donut box? This is about Ben, sir. This is about Mr. Ben and his fried rice. Ben, where are you at? There you are. Shit. Who do you want me for your shithead?
McDonald's.
Oh. Okay. So, McDonald's is a shithead? And Ted Cruz is a shithead.